A local grassroots organization is working to encourage involvement in Hamilton County public schools. Unify Ed is hosting debates between the candidates for the school board seat in District 5 and District 9. My guests today are Elizabeth Cruz, the executive director of Unify Ed, and Jermaine Freeman, the director of engagement. Elizabeth, what exactly is Unify Ed?
We're a community movement taking bold action to ensure a brilliant future for every student, teacher, and public school in Chattanooga. We're a movement of parents, teachers, students, and citizens who want every student in Hamilton County to have a chance to attend a great public school. And, you know, we believe that if community members are informed about how to help teachers and students, giving the training and tools to advocate for them and encouraged to unite our voices, we can create real and lasting change for our public school system and for our community.
So you're a grassroots movement,
and
basically, I guess getting the word out would be your job as director of engagement. Jermaine, how do you go about contacting and getting people within the community to interact?
Well, what we do is we bring on board volunteers as well as staff members who help me in that effort, and we reach out to people who are voters in the community, and we engage them and just let them know about the events that we have coming up and ways for them to get involved. And then, of course, we also have a web presence. We've got our website, www.unify-ed.org, and then we also have a Facebook page and a Twitter feed. So folks can also be engaged with us through social media.
What is your ultimate goal? I mean, I know making the best public education possible, but there has to be some physical steps beyond just the intellectual conversation.
We want to engage and educate our community about what good public education looks like, what works in public education, and then get them advocating for that at the school board level, county commission level, and even city council level when it affects our children. We get involved in public education by getting the public involved. You know, we'll do these debates that we'll talk about. We'll, you know, knock on doors, make phone calls, have house parties, district level forums. We just want to get the public involved in making sure that Chattanooga has the best, in Hamilton County, has the best public education system.
When you talk about the best available in education, over the years, and I mean, it's almost cyclic every 10, 20 years, the entire concept of best practices in education, the paradigm shifts.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
So are you doing the research? Are you comparing us to other cities, or how are you deciding what the best public education is?
We are talking to some really smart people that work in this every day to help kind of figure that out. But we're also engaging the public. We want to engage the teachers and the students and the parents to help us figure out what that is. So, you know, we're going to be launching a large-scale public engagement project in the fall to, you know, get everybody in, to ask their ideas, to talk about what's going on in other places and also talk about what's going on here. There are so many wonderful organizations that are doing great work in public education, and we want to be able to support what's already been happening and also kind of take it to the next level and support our teachers and parents and students.
When you engage a school, one of the public schools, is it a positive interaction, or maybe are they skittish, or do they embrace this concept of grassroots getting involved in the decisions?
Well, at this point, there's still a lot of engagement work that needs to be done with the schools before we really have a clear sense of what that reaction will be. But I anticipate that schools are going to be very open and welcoming of the work that we're trying to do. And schools for a long time, and at one time I was a sixth grade teacher at Orchard Knott Middle School, and I remember that when I was a teacher, I would have welcomed having community support to, you know, support me in the classroom and to support my efforts to educate my students. So we anticipate that the schools will be very welcoming of our efforts, and they'll be appreciative of the fact that we want to get the community involved.
A lot of times, especially in inner city schools, getting the parents involved at all in the children's education is a challenge. They know statistically it makes a big difference in the education outcomes with parental involvement. How do you plan to bridge that gap between the parents that have never been involved?
kind of one of the reasons why we came up with our name Unify Ed is because we wanted to unite the community around public education. So we didn't want to say, you know, those parents aren't doing good enough or those teachers aren't doing good enough. We wanted to say, you know what, it takes all of us. It takes our entire community helping to support those parents, those teachers, those students that need the help in public education. So we're not there to make sure that, you know, those parents that are working two jobs or, you know, that just for whatever reason they can't be at their school as much as they would like to be. We want to make sure that that child is supported.
Most magnet schools require parental involvement mm-hmm. to a certain level, and that's not necessarily reflected in regular classrooms and just your general public mm-hmm. education situation. So do you see that as a potential goal to eventually require adults' participation, not necessarily mm-hmm. the students' parents, but some adult in their life that has an influence?
Right. So that's a really tough thing because public schools are for every child. That's a really tough thing for our public schools to enforce unless there's a magnet school component or a component where your child will be left out. If a parent doesn't get involved, I mean, of course we want every parent engaged as much as they can be in their child's education. But, you know, we want to make sure that that child is supported. So getting the community involved, getting kids that need help, the extra help they need, is one of the things that's really important to us.
You're also advocating for voters to get mm-hmm. involved
Absolutely.
In elections. In the upcoming election, we have some school board seats that are open, and I understand you have a debate scheduled.
Yes, we have two debates scheduled. We are working with community partners. So for District 5, we're working with the North Brainerd Community Council to host a debate for all the candidates in District 5 for school board on July 10th at Delwood Middle School at 1300 Shelliford Road. And for District 9, we are working with the Ottawa-Harrison Education Fund to host a debate for the school board candidates and the county commission candidates. And that's going to be July 15th at 6 o'clock at Ottawa Elementary School at 8890 Snowy Owl Road. Yeah. So we're very, very excited about those opportunities to talk to the candidates and get the public involved in actually, you know, finding out what their issues are and what their plans are.
And all the other school board seats are incumbents running unopposed?
No, they are not incumbents running unopposed, but District 5 and District 9 are open seats. So that means the incumbent isn't running again. And we would love to do a school board debate in every single district, but we just don't have the capacity right now to be able to do that. So we're focusing on the two seats that do not have an incumbent running. So it's an open seat.
And scheduling these debates, you're working with existing organizations involved in the education of that mm-hmm. particular district or an individual school. Have you kind of formed an umbrella organization that'll pull in all of these different organizations?
Well, that's kind of what Unify Ed is. So we'll be, you know, working with existing people, folks on the ground that really care about education, creating a structure for them to get plugged in with us and to support them in their work. So partnerships are very, very important to the work that we do at Unify Ed.
You have your webpage. Is there a phone number if someone wanted to call you and get involved?
I tell you what, everybody in Hamilton County has got my number anyway. So they can just call me at 423-785-6605. And that's my direct line. And I would be more than happy and enthusiastic to get folks involved who want to help us out, because everybody should advocate for public education.
My guests today were Elizabeth Cruz and Jermaine Freeman from Unify Ed. The debate for District 5 school board candidates is Thursday, July 10th at 6 p.m. at Dalewood Middle School on Shelliford Road. The District 9 candidates for the school board seat will debate at Ottawa Elementary School on Tuesday, July 15th, also at 6 p.m. More information can be found at www.unify-ed.org. That's unify-ed.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.